during the Chazanish, Emunah Bitachon, we're up to the second chapter, page Yud Dalid. We had learned firstly that the Chazanish went out against the concept of Bitachon, that people like to say that Bitachon is the confidence that the outcome will be good. He says you have no such guarantee. Who says the outcome will be sweet? Things are not necessarily going to work out the way you want. That's not called Bitachon. He said Bitachon is when a person recognizes, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know that nothing is coincidental. I know that Hashem runs the show, and the recognition that Hashem runs it, he says, is one of the midot of man. And when we speak about midot, it's not an all or nothing. Even someone who has very little emunah is also called a ma'amin. We fluctuate, and in every midah we fluctuate. Sometimes we have more, sometimes we have less. We try to grow more, but we should not view it as an all or nothing. On the contrary, even someone who has minimal emunah is also a ma'amin. He also discussed that people have different potentials. We're not created equal. Every person has different capacity to grow in different midot, and the same is true in emunah as well. Now we continue in page Yud Dalet. V'chasher ha'adam nifgash b'mikre, and when we encounter something, asher lefi ha'nog sheba'olam tzviya alav sakana midorkei ha'teva lifchod mitiv'at ha'olam. And it's something that has a certain danger to it. So human nature, the nature of all creatures is that we're scared. V'kshat ruho yirpeo milizko. And his difficult state, that he's scared now, will make it that he is suddenly weaker in remembering she'en ha'mikre adonai alanu, that coincidence is not in control. V'she'en matzol Hashem ilo shiyo. It's difficult in the heat of the moment to remember that Hashem could save him at any minute. V'la'achen misavevim she'achlivu et kol ha'msuvavim. To think that Hashem can cause things to happen right at any moment, that's something which we have a hard time, that's what we have a hard time to connect to. V'havlaga b'sha'a kasha lazu. V'la'ashrot b'kiribu et emet ha'idua ke'en kan lefanav shum pegara miyad ha'mikre rak ha'kol mito yitporach ben tov ben lemutav. To recognize that even now, when things are so difficult, to recognize that Hashem is in control and that nothing is coincidental, if the root of a person's emunah could take control of his fear, that should give him the might to believe that there can be salvation, things can work out right. And Hashem isn't bent on making things bad as opposed to good. That's bitachon. Chazanish says, you want to know what bitachon is? Bitachon is to be able to say at every minute, things can work out right. Things can still be good. I'm scared that there's an idea that, I don't know. Okay, thank God we're out of time. this idea is a very important theme. I'll say half the thought. You see in the Torah, at the end of creation, at the end of Parshas Bereishis, it says, Vayinachem Hashem ki asa ata Adam al haaretz. The term Vayinachem. So, the simple reading is, Hashem says, I regret I made man this way on earth. Because look at what they've done with it. They've been so destructive, so I'm going to destroy man. But the word Nechama is also the term that's used when a person loses someone, God forbid, right? What is nechama? Nechama is the capacity to say, I can look at life onward, even though it's not going to work out the way I expected. We did not entertain the thought that so-and-so is going to be lost from our life. A person can live his life and say, I unfortunately had a friend who was hit by a van. He walked off a bus, a van walked by, its rear view mirror hit him on the back of his head, he went into a coma for 3-4 days and passed away. His father went into depression and did not function for the rest of his life. For the next decade or two, he sat in the house staring at the wall. No one could snap him out of depression. And I always thought about that, and I thought about how people can... We can't judge a person. I'm not coming to judge him. Who am I? We can't judge people, but we can make demands of ourselves. I always thought that the end of Parashas Bereishis taught us, what does it mean, Nechama? Nechama means I can change my vantage point. I thought I would live life this way. Now suddenly a person has to contend with loss. He's not going to live life out the way he expected. And that's the conclusion of creation. The conclusion of Bereishis is the capacity to be flexible. Even though creation is not going to play itself out the way, so to speak, it was intended. Hashem knew what was going to happen. But Hashem, I always thought maybe that's the lesson of the end of Bereishis. You got to be prepared to start again. Why does creation have to lead to a flood? Because sometimes in life, you have to be prepared to rebuild. But I thought I had it built. Right. Start again. And that's Nechamah.